This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. We praise and exalt you in your holy name here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings on our study here now. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. We listen for your voice here today. Speak to us here today through your word, in your word, and by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is WGOD Radio, where we take 15 minutes a day. We tune in to God's frequency where he is broadcasting, because he's always broadcasting if you tune into his frequency, and that is in the word. We're in Acts chapter 16. Before we get started, I want to invite you to come out to church this weekend, to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We would love to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30. My sermon, I have been going through Ephesians verse by verse. We're in chapter 2. But this week we're going to have a little lighthearted look at some of my favorite passages, actually quite funny, in the Old Testament in the book of Kings. It's one of my all-time favorite books is the original four books of Kings. Remember, 1 and 2 Samuel were actually 1 and 2 Kings. And Kings is 3rd and 4th Kings. So there's so many wonderful stories there. We are going to look at, I've entitled this The Death of King Ahab. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at this thing which took place with Ahab and Jehoshaphat and some false prophets and a real prophet. And it's quite hilarious. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. A little lighthearted look this week. You are invited again Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday evening, we are in a study in the Reformation. That will be at 6 p.m. Sunday night. Next Wednesday, midweek Bible study, Wednesday at 6. We're in the book of 2 Peter, the book of Revelation, soon to follow. Now, we left off here yesterday again with this woman with this spirit of, what it says in the Greek, spirit of Python. That's the Greek word here for divination, is Pythonos. Now, we're looking here. Now, Paul and Silas are in jail for casting the demon out of this woman. And the people were all upset because their cash cow had dried up. Now, Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it says at midnight. Now, I remember they've been beaten up, and they're put in stocks. Their feet and hands are fastened. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. Notice the words suddenly. This came after they praised God in the face of adversity. Not before, but it came afterwards. It's funny. We see the same MO when Peter was in jail. When Peter was in jail, chained to four squadrons of four. My understanding is that that's 16 soldiers. And an angel came in, knocked everyone out, loosed the chains off of him, opened the iron gate to get out of the city. It just goes to show you, friend, that when you are in the middle of God's will, when you are doing the will of God, according to the will of God, and you're walking with him, and you are fulfilling your ministry he's given you to do, no demon can come up against you. I say it a lot. I just want you to remember that. That no one can take you out before your time. No crazy Muslim, no banana peel, no cancer, no sickness, nothing. No snake to fasten on your hand. Paul shook it off into the fire. Here, they praised God in the face of adversity, and suddenly, it says, suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Now, verse 27, now the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep, and seeing that the prison doors were open, he drew out his sword, and he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I love it. What must I do to be saved? You see, I want a part of that. I want what you guys have. You see, Paul and Silas had an inner peace about them. This is what I was saying yesterday when it says the prisoners were watching them. We read here, Paul and Silas were singing. They were praying and singing hymns to God, and it says the prisoners were watching. You see, prisoners are watching you to see if you're any different than everyone else here in the world. You talk this big talk about Jesus, but what do you do when it's crunch time? What do you do when your life is on the line? What do you do when you've been beaten up for doing nothing wrong, when you're innocent? What do you do? Are you going to be the same as everyone else, or are you going to be different than everyone else? These prisoners saw that they were different. Same with the jailer here, and he wanted what they had. And I'll tell you what they had too. They had an inner peace that comes from Jesus Christ. And they had the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you are a Christian and spirit-filled, you've got something that other people are envious of, an inner peace. It's a peace that no one can steal, no one can rob, no one can kill, no government can tax it. No one can take it away from you. No Freedom From Religion Foundation can take it away, like a Gideon's Bible. No one can take that away from you. An inner peace that comes from magnifying the Lord and the realization and the understanding that God is bigger than your problems. That's what these guys had. This is what the jailkeeper wanted. Sirs, what must I do to be saved, they said. What would be his answer? Their answer. Be baptized, some people say. Be circumcised, what the Old Testament Jews would have said. Say 10 Hail Marys full of grace, what some people today would say. Or even repent, some people today would say. Repentance brings about salvation. Which one is it? What'll it be, Paul? No, Paul and Silas both answered and said to him, they said, believe, this is Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. It's the simple gospel message explained in one sentence. Believe the gospel and you will be saved. Now, your whole household's not going to be saved because you believe, but because you're going to line up your family here along with you, and they're going to hear the message too. And once they believe, as we read in Acts chapter 10, the Holy Spirit fell on all those that heard the word. Those that had ears to hear, that is, and heard the word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. What saves a person? This is it. Belief in Jesus Christ. For it's by grace are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone. Acts chapter 10, again, I said, the Holy Spirit fell on all those that heard the word. Romans chapter 10 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That's the gospel message. That's the message to you today, everyone within the sound of my voice. You can have the peace that passes all understanding. You can have the assurance that your name is written in the book of life. You can have the assurance that when you die and leave this world, you will spend eternity in heaven and have eternal life. Think about that. Eternal life. And you'll have peace with God, not in the hereafter only, but peace with God here now, today. The Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their sins against them. This is what you get when you receive Jesus Christ. You're reconciled. You know, sometimes some people are divorced, and the main reason for getting divorced is irreconcilable differences. Well, the Bible says that God was in Christ when he was alive here on earth, reconciling the world back to him and not counting their sins against them. All of the sins you've committed, all of the evil that you've done, there is forgiveness for you today by believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him. The Bible says all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And with the heart, one believes. I say these words to you, you believe in your heart. Now you need to confess with your mouth. If you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. What do you need to confess? You need to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the same as what this man did here. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We see the Ethiopian eunuch did that all throughout the Bible. This is what we see, people believing in Jesus Christ and people receiving him. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him, not whoever is baptized, not whoever says to God they're sorry, not who sells their property and gives it to the church, not whoever is circumcised, not whoever keeps the law, not whoever does good works, whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. You see, these other things will follow. Repentance will follow. Once you have the Holy Spirit, you'll have remorse over all these sins you've committed. Repentance doesn't save you. Belief in Jesus Christ would save you. Holiness and sanctification, oh, they'll soon to follow. Baptism won't save you, but it'll follow. All throughout the book of Acts, they say, look, here is water. Why can't I get baptized? Baptism doesn't save you, but the changed attitude will follow. The message today is to believe the gospel, believe and receive in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're out of time. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend here. We'll pick it up here, perhaps in chapter 17 in our next study. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.